Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to this show, Cash Flow from Land. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, like every Monday, our Monday deal review. And in this case, it's a 40-acre wonderland. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question before we get into it, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. All right. Joe asked, hey, everyone, I was thinking about the strategy. Wouldn't it make more sense to target property that has more value and higher sales comps? Here's his thinking. This way, your spread will hypothetically be larger, and you can do this all on an option kind of a deal, so you're not really using your own money. Like it? To me, it makes more sense to do a few deals like this rather than hundreds of small deals. I know you're going to love this, Jack. Has anyone done this with success? I'd like to hop on a Skype call to further discuss with anyone. Well, I sent Joe a little note, so he knows we're discussing it here. And you know what's funny? I sent Joe a little note, and he already wrote me back saying, yay, great, I can't wait to hear it. So hi, Joe. I know you're listening.
Awesome question, Joe. The answer is yes. Today's topic is a Monday deal review. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be awesome if I could shut up and have like a, do the show
properly? Has anyone ever done it? Yep, sure have. Okay, moving on. Poor Joe's like, wait. So,
hey, kudos, man. You're thinking out of the box, and that's what this whole program, our Cash Flow from Land program, and this whole membership deal is all about, teaching you how to think, you know, leading you to the water, showing you how to drink, and then walking away so you can do it forever. Yes.
Drink forever. Yes. I drink heavily.
To directly answer your questions, you have to ask yourself which situation you're in. If you have $500 allocated for this whole business model, that's fine. Spend $500, double it, $1,000, double it, $2,000, $4,000, $8,000, $16,000. If you have a Rich Uncle Skeleton, that's the name of a band when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Uncle Skeleton.
Cool.
Like a rockabilly band. Anyway, if you have a Rich Uncle Skeleton and he's allocating $17 million for acquisitions, then your way is better. In fact, I would even suggest that you move straight into something extremely large like ranches or apartment buildings. Or if you're like the rest of us who are somewhere in between, you do both. You do, it's all about, for me, putting a machine in place and then throwing a bunch of products in there that make a lot of money. We have a ton of members who, Seth Williams is like this, a ton of members who do, their whole goal is to do one deal a month and make $10,000. And frankly, that's what Jill and I do with houses, not with land. And at the end of the year, we do it a lot more often than once a month. But at the end of the year, if you do one deal a month and you've got a regular job and you're working on the weekends doing this stuff, you're going to make $120,000 on the side, not working a lot of hours. So, yes, it does make sense. And it sounds like to me, this makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend it. We have a member who buys canal lots in Florida in a $300,000 to $400,000 retail value just for the lots, not anything built on it. He buys them for $200 and sells them for $3.
Mm-hmm.
Makes $100,000 a deal.
Yeah.
And he sells medical devices. That's his real job. And he's killing it. He bought our program, and his whole concept was this. I'm going to do this because he wants a house there. He wanted a house there, and he did it. He sent a bunch of mail out. He bought 3 properties, and his whole goal was to just use the proceeds from these lots so that he could have a lot free and clear to build his house on. And like any entrepreneur, he just couldn't stop there. Mm-hmm. Who could?
Exactly.
Like $200,000 on a couple of land deals, you're going to stop there? Say, oh, no, that's enough money. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that kind of person, find a different podcast to listen to. We're packed full of inspiration and crazy money-making stuff, all real estate-based.
Yep.
Does that answer the question?
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
Do you have anything to add there?
No,
what's
no.
What's your favorite kind?
You like bald.
You like to make 300% on a deal, but only three grand?
Well, here's my thoughts on this.
Or you like to make 20 grand, it's like 10%.
Got it. So here's my thoughts on this. I do like the little bit of both because I like the consistent cash coming in on the smaller deals. And if I've got 25 small deals and one of them, something goes crazy on one, I don't know, something doesn't work out, who knows, it's not going to sink the ship. So that's my thing. I like to have those going in the background all the time. Like you said, Jack, I have that system. And then however, Joe, these things come along. There's going to be deals that are bigger. Maybe we don't agree on a price. Something's like, oh, I'm not going to dish out the cash for it. But you know what? This could be something really good. I am going to do it as an options deal, and I'm going to roll it into my inventory, and let's ride it out and see how it goes. And then the thing is, too, if I'm only doing those, though, then I'm kind of hanging and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, you know, is my only thing. What if I did this option deal?
We have a staff and a full-time job, man.
Right.
You got to keep it moving forward.
Right, and it's 90 days. We're all just sitting here staring at each other and waiting for this one deal. Well, you know, I'd rather have all these other ones going on at the same time. So when the right buyer comes along for that deal, then I'm like, okay, great. Check. Moving, you know, let's do that again.
We have a member who I speak with on Skype frequently. And his whole model is he only purchases properties that are more than 40 acres, but he prefers to buy 320 and 640s, you know, like whole sections. Mm-hmm. And he marks everything up more than $100,000 or he won't do the deal. And he is killing it. The guy's probably going to make $1 million this year.
Cool.
Not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I know.
So yes, Joe, kill it.
Cool.
Hey, today's topic, our Monday deal review. It's very, Joe, this question is very pertinent to our topic today. Mm-hmm. Monday deal review, 40 acre wonderland. That perfect lead. This is the meat of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. 40 acre wonderland is exactly what Joe was talking about. Here's a typical 40 acre transaction for us, cash. And then I'll give a terms example. We purchased a property out west here, west of the Mississippi, for about $4,000 in a pretty rural location. We make sure it has good access, good attributes. Now is maybe a good time to bring up the four A's that we talk about a million times till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We buy properties that typically have some version of the four A's, hopefully all four. Access, attribute, like is it close to the Grand Canyon? Does it have mountain views, close to the ocean? Anything that sets it out from the ordinary. Is it affordable? The cheaper, the better. And is it, what's the fourth A?
Access.
Access?
Wait, access? How funny is this?
Affordability.
Attribute.
Attribute.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. What generation am I?
Hello. Well, this is I'm embarrassed. Access, affordability. Oh, acreage.
Acreage. Larger is better.
Wow. That's hilarious. That's a good one. That's the first time we've ever done
you
that.
You and I need to go to a clinic.
Wow.
Together.
We are clearly overworked today.
So we...
I'm serious.
This is a 90-second show that we've recorded today. That's what's going on. So, yes, a typical 40-acre deal has got those four attributes. I mean, those four A's. And we buy it for about $100 an acre, and we sell it for cash for between $8,000 to $10,000 total, which is, you know, 200 to, it doesn't matter, 200 to 250 an acre. We make $4,000 to $6,000. We do this extremely often. And the person that buys it from us kills it. They go and sell it for what it's worth, $30,000 to $40,000. But it takes them a while. Why the heck don't we just do that? Why don't we take a while? Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes we hold on to them and we ask for retail. In that case, we usually sell it on terms, thus cash flow from land. We sell it, you know, $200 down. We front the $4,000 and we sell it $200 down, $200 a month forever.
Mm-hmm.
And collect the payments forever. Mm-hmm. That's the $10,000 a month for life kind of thing. It's a lot more than $10,000 because we've been doing this for 15 years. But that's what a typical deal looks like. And for most people, again, they don't have the rich uncle skeleton. So those cash deals, that $4,000 to $6,000 profit margin, fuels the term sales. You got to do both. I talk all about this in our education programs. And I should not just talk about it, but show you exactly how to do it. All the details. No stone left unturned.
Mm-hmm.
Jill's painting her nails again.
No, I'm just listening.
What color is it?
No, today? No, I am not. That's so funny.
I can smell it.
Jack, there's plenty of shows that's all that you know, and this is good. I'm enjoying this.
So this brings up what Joe was asking earlier in the show. You know, do you want to do these acreage deals and in a machine-like fashion and make $46,000 all the time, or do you want to horse around with littler, smaller lots and make three, you know, double, triple your money on a $500 investment? Well, what ends up happening in reality is you send a lot of mail out. You send a ton of offers out, and they call back, and let's say Jill answers, and a guy says, heck yes, I have 10 40-acre properties, and I will happily sell them for $100 an acre. And Jill says, well, that's great. Do you have any more real estate? And they say, oh my gosh, yes. What kind do you like? Well, we like all kinds. You're going to end up with small lots regardless of how you do it. And so we just cut to the chase and send it all out, all of it. But from a cash standpoint, not a profit margin standpoint, 40-acre properties rock. Mm-hmm. They're always they've always been my favorite. From a margin standpoint, 5-acre properties rock. This is west of the Mississippi. On the east of the Mississippi, this doesn't work. What works east of the Mississippi? Well, maybe that's a topic for another show. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll tell you right now, though. We buy and sell what we call vacation lots. So northern Michigan, buy a property that's maybe close to some body of water, even in Minnesota, anywhere where people vacation. People from Chicago and Detroit and those big cities in the Rust Belt, they all go up there in the summertime and have a blast. This Rust Belt thing kills Jill.
Well, is it so funny? Your accent is coming, the Minnesota, the soda, and then the Rust Belt. I'm like, oh my gosh, here he goes.
This is what I said to the kids the other day. Yeah. I saw a Canadian license plate. I said, the car's from Saskatchewan, eh? And they all just laughed. They just started laughing. Mm-hmm. I can speak Canadian. We should have a Canadian show, eh?
Totally.
Hey, can you turn off your cell phone, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Hoser, turn your cell phone down, eh?
Exactly.
So, you know, 40 acres rocks. It's a sweet spot. And mm-hmm. the vacation properties, you can make the same deal. You can buy a vacation property for $1,000 or $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same thing, sending out a massive amount of offers. And then you can sell it for $4,000 to $8,000. And then there's still a ton of room, especially in some of these hot vacation spots. There's a ton of room from the person who buys it from you to make some dough.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy and then they keep coming back. Those are my favorites.
Me too. Mm-hmm. That's wholesaling, by the way.
That's it.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Establish your acquisition criteria. For us, part of it is a 40-acre wonderland situation, and stick with it. If somebody sends us a hotel deal, which they do all the time, do I look at it? Oh, for about 30 seconds, I do. And then I promptly say, thanks very much. Thanks for thinking of us. That's not our acquisition criteria. And we move on to our real bread and butter money-making operation.
And that, it's hard not to get excited. It's funny, too, sometimes, because you and I have had some great deals come to us. And for a brief moment, we go, look what we could do. We could do this, and this. Yeah. And then one of us catches us and goes, uh-oh.
Usually it's me.
Right. And it's like, you know, you find yourself doing a driving for dollars. Like, did we just do that?
Jill and I just had a driving for dollars moment. All we ever do on this show is knock driving for dollars because it's silly and it's awful. Well, she and I took a Sunday drive situation, and we found a tiny little shack, fallen down property in an extremely nice neighborhood. And we're like, yeah, that's going to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both looked at each other and started laughing because that's telling everybody not to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard not to. You can't help it, but it's okay. You catch yourself.
So my point is, and this is the end of the technical too, establish your acquisition criteria. You know, it might not, the one that you start with will probably not be the one that you end with. You know, you're going to send a ton of offers out. A bunch of them are going to come back. You're going to do a few deals and you're going to say, wow, that's what I want to do. I want to do this vacation lot thing all the time. Forget about these 40s over here. I want to do this Florida canal lot thing all the time. I don't want to horse around with the smaller acreage properties in Montana. Whatever it is, it'll find you. If you have a question or you want to be on the show or you want to know what color Jill just painted her nails, call 800-725-8816. It's my time to not talk. Jill, inspire us.
Do you have a routine that sets you up so you are ready for your day? You know, it sounds silly sometimes, but consistency and having a routine and knowing how your will set you up so you know how your morning's going to go. You know, I guess I was thinking to like babies, you know, wake them up at a certain time and you feed them and you dress them and you bathe them and da, da, da. It's just a little comforting consistency, and it applies to adults too. So I want to make sure, you know, Jack and I do, there's a consistent morning coffee thing, and there's a vitamin thing, and it's kind of silly, you know, but.
Oh my gosh, we do. I never thought about that.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's really, really, and it may be different times, but you and I do have a consistent routine. And it's so funny because it's even down to who's in charge of what, you know, and then it's a good thing. And so if anybody's not here, I'm a little, you know,
it's weird.
It's kind of like, happen. Well, shoot, yeah. Who's going to bring me my coffee? You know?
Yeah. How do you work this thing? How do you work this coffee
exactly.
machine? Do you know how to work the coffee
I
machine?
I do. I need 6 scoops, but, I didn't know for a while. So it's funny, and it's comforting, and it's a good thing. And I encourage everyone to have a morning routine and really try to stick with it. And here's another one that I did in the past when I used to have to commute to work. I knew that if my morning routine was off in any way and I left the house 5 or 10 minutes late, made a huge difference on the traffic, and that would totally mess me up and totally mess up my day. I mean, it was just like, if I was stuck in traffic and I'm late for work, it's hard to recover sometimes from that. So I had to really, you know, work hard at, you know, sticking to the routine.
Yep.
So
I know there's a lot of stuff that I think should be a routine, and then there's a lot of thinking out of the box, but I think of the execution portion of anything, and it should be a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be like an isolated amount of, in that structure, there should be an isolated time where there's free play. Like Google does that with, I read that they have they literally have experimented with having their employees take a 10-minute nap. Like they can take one time a day, they can go in for 10 or 15 minutes in this dark place and dark, cool place and just chill out, mm-hmm. not in front of screens or any of that stuff. And I love those ideas, you know, mm-hmm. it's structured, but it's like, you know, now's your time to just not think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, there's something totally missing in the morning. Like, you know, I do not know how to make the bed, by the way.
Well, what's funny is when you talk about routine and not thinking, which is or that like a little break in not thinking, when you get a good routine in place, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's just, you just get up, you know where to go, everything's right where it's supposed to be. It's easy and, for me, calming.
Yeah.
It fuels
creativity, I think, too.
Uh-huh. You can think about other stuff if you want. Or think about nothing if you want. Mm-hmm. You know, I catch myself sometimes when I'm getting ready. Sometimes my head gets racing and I'm thinking about my day and I'm like, ugh. You know, for me, that's not a good thing because it makes me start my day a little too early and then it's nutty. I need quiet time.
You know what I've been doing lately?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to extremely loud classic rock with okay. headphones.
Isn't that funny?
For like 5 minutes.
And that's calming to you, yeah. And it's awful to me.
It's like Ritalin.
I have to go in, you know, I close my office door. It needs to be quiet for me.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Well, so when I hire, well, it's always funny when I hire.
Yoga, I'm pounding it out with Led Zeppelin, man.
When I've had new employees and they're working with me and they're like maybe in my office as we're getting stuff started and whatever, it's so darn quiet. I wonder what they're thinking because they just need it quiet, you know.
You know, some people like in law offices and stuff, they listen to the little clock radio. I don't mm-hmm. understand that.
Yeah, I know.
It makes me want to, never mind.
That's funny.
You know, some people leave their cell phone on
during
a podcast. Yeah,
that's so, yes, I'm noticing that. Thank you. So, thank you.
Every time that sound goes off that you just heard on my cell phone, somebody bought something. And that
Maybe
makes
it's a 40.
Me so happy.
It's probably a 40. Let's go check it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use a coffee machine. That's me.
And inspiration and everything else. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I love 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I love writing the check on the outbound, and I love getting it on the inbound.
Exactly.
I do not hesitate. Well, I don't hesitate with almost all of it, but
yeah,
tiny little lots for a few $100, a great way to start, get your feet wet, learn the whole thing, especially if you're buying them 1,000 at a time.
Uh-huh.
But 40s just rock.
Totally.
They sell fast. You buy them fast.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite?
Fives. I like fives. You know what's interesting? I notice different customers buy different things.
I like fives too.
Fives are good. I get a good mix of their, it's like, you know, my favorite is 5-acre ranch properties, somewhere pretty where there's a view and stuff. Those people.
We did a deal recently where the guy called in. We sent some 40 acres mailers out and he called back and said, yeah, I've got like 40 of these though. What do you want to do? Oh no. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you know, you can't jump up and down on the phone. You say, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. And then you hit the hang up button on the phone and you know, you just do the, I do it the happy dance.
Exactly.
I call it something else. I can't say it on the air.
Right. It's all good.
Information and inspiration. I just got the, you know how when your loved one does the thing, like the cut off at the neck, that's like silent, like cut it, zip it. I just got that. Information and inspiration to buy. I just got it again. And inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.